Oldex. Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition. Creation of the Space Marines. Written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori. Page 7. Narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Creation of the Space Marines. During the Age of Strife, warp storms, alien invasion, and civil war tore apart the galaxy-spanning dominion of mankind, isolating worlds from each other, leading to their technological decline, and leaving them vulnerable to attack. When the Emperor revealed himself on Earth to embark on his quest to reunify scattered mankind, it was at the head of an army of altered super-warriors, the predecessors to the Space Marines. With the conquest of the steppe techno-barbarians and the other tribes paying homage to the Emperor, the savior of mankind turned his eyes to the distant stars. His warriors were far greater than anything they had fought on Earth, but the Emperor knew much about the grotesque beasts and shadowy threats that lurked out in the darkness of the galaxy. He set about improving his genetic alteration techniques to perfect the warrior genes he would need to create an army capable of reconquering the galaxy. The pinnacle of his success was the Primarch program, within which the Emperor used his own rich genetic code to create 20 super beings, each with the strength of a dozen men and intelligence almost equal to that of the Emperor himself. At the Emperor's moment of triumph, disaster struck. The gods of chaos, jealous of the Emperor's power and fearful of his ambitions, swept up the infant Primarchs. With the power of the warp, the dark gods flung them far from Earth, casting the Primarchs adrift upon distant human worlds. Perhaps it was during this cosmic abduction that chaos first touched the Primarchs, whispering constantly in their dreams as they slept in their incubators, sowing the seeds of future greatness and tyranny. Not all was lost with the disappearance of the Primarchs. The Emperor had still gleaned much invaluable knowledge and data from the experiment. Using the genetic structure of the Primarchs, their gene seed as it would come to be known, the Emperor created the Space Marines. The Emperor created 20 legions in all, each legion using the gene seed of one of the Primarchs, numbering hundreds of thousands of genetically enhanced warriors with fearsome weapons and starships to carry them to battle. Each Space Marine legion was powerful enough to conquer worlds. With these warriors at his back, the Emperor stepped out into the turbulent galaxy and set about claiming it once again for humanity. It was the beginning of the campaign that would be known as the Great Crusade. World after world came into the Imperial fold, some rejoicing at being found by the warriors of Earth, others not so willing to bend down before the might of the Emperor. It mattered not, for there was no force capable of resisting the Space Marine legions of the Emperor. As the Great Crusade spread out from Earth, the Space Marines rediscovered the first of the Primarchs, and as the legions reclaimed more worlds, eventually all the Primarchs were found. Reunited with the Emperor, the Primarchs became mankind's paramount warriors and generals. Each Primarch was given a legion to command, a legion created from his own genetic material. With the Primarch's return to lead his legions, the Emperor went back to Earth to continue his research and pave the way for the new dawn of man. With joyous vigor and unequaled martial prowess, the Primarchs pushed back the boundaries of the wild galaxy, claiming thousands of worlds in the Emperor's name. The deeds of each legion are uncountable, as are the deeds of the Primarchs themselves. But suffice to say, this was a golden time for the armies and servants of the Emperor of Mankind. Yet even at the pinnacle of the Emperor's might, there arose an enemy that would almost destroy his growing imperium, although no alien foe could match the power of the Space Marines. Chaos had sown the seeds of their near destruction many decades earlier. The most dire threat to the Imperium was not to come from the Xenos filth of the galaxy, but was among the Space Marines themselves. The leader of this rebellion, after whom the first great heresy is named, was none other than the best and most praised of the Primarchs, Horus. You have been listening to Oldex, Codex Space Marines 4th Edition, Creation of the Space Marines, page 7, written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori, narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Thank you to Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori for writing the fiction I grew up with. If you've enjoyed this, please leave a review where you found it, or like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, depending how you're listening. This production, like all of Oldex, is entirely unofficial and uncommercial. From an out-of-print publication, is a derivative work with all copyrights owned by Games Workshop, and is a celebration of the hobby and lore I grew up with. If you have suggestions for other old Codex fiction for me to narrate on this podcast, you can comment, contact me on Twitter at rjbailey, or email robertjbailey@gmail.com. Links are in the show description.